Welcome to the Superpower Success Podcast. It's time to shift your paradigm, gain some inspiration, and get moving towards that next level of success. Sometimes you have to remember that it's all about the journey. Today marks the 100th episode of this podcast, and I cannot believe that we are still going this strong after almost 2 years. The past 2 years, we have consistently seen our numbers steadily climb in terms of the people that are subscribing and downloading and listening. Our conversations have gotten deeper, and we continue to build a loyal base of listeners that we are helping and serving with every episode. I'm so grateful for the listeners that continue to engage, learn, and grow from the wisdom that the podcast brings them. I'm grateful for my guests that show up fully vulnerable and share their journeys and advice with others so freely. I'm also grateful for Sophia from my team, who manages the entire podcast process from end to end. I just show up and do the talking. And I'm also grateful to myself for continuing to stay committed to something that is such a labor of love, but that has turned out to mean so much to so many people. This podcast started because of urging from people in my network to share my journey, my scars, my successes, and my failures. And it took me 3 years to get up the courage to do it because I was terrified to put myself out there in a vulnerable way that others could attack. They would maybe disagree with what I had to say. But I started the journey anyway, in fear, but also in hope that it would help someone who was stuck in a place that I'd been stuck in, or needed a piece of advice that our guests share to get them moving again and motivated. I started the journey to live my values of help first and to really drive impact. And what I found is the journey of this podcast has given me so much more than I expected in return. That's what I want to talk about today. I want to talk about the journey and how the journey is not meant to be easy. It's meant to change you, to help you grow. Whatever that journey is, for some of us, it's a journey through something, life changes, marriage, divorce, job loss, children, whatever it is, it's part of us. Our journey is part of the fabric of who we are, and it's a crazy, messy, beautiful, and joyful experience all in one. And as I reflected back over the last 2 years and all of these episodes and what I've gotten from this podcast journey, it's taught me three primary things. The first one is that my values are unmovable. Over the last 2 years of this podcast, my values have been tested in my business at the same time that I've been recording these podcasts. And those values have been strengthened by the topics and the discussions that we've had on this podcast. I cannot describe the strengths of my values as a leader and the values of Keystone as a company and how proud I am of them and how they have been shown to the world through this podcast. This podcast has allowed me to pull people into my world that have similar values and energy and learn from them to make myself and my business better. The second thing this podcast has taught me is that my journey is my journey and your journey is your journey. I've been able to look at my journey with all of its failures, tough times, and downright rock bottom moments with a greater level of grace than I ever could before. There's something beautiful about hearing another person's journey, like we do on this podcast, to realize that none of us have it figured out. None of us have a perfect journey that goes according to plan. We all have crap that we've dealt with. We have all come out on the other side stronger, more resilient, and more focused than when we went in. So that lesson of just knowing everybody has their own journey, and I'm proud of mine, even with the scars and scratches and everything else that comes along with it. And the third thing that this podcast has really taught me is there's no such thing as perfect. The podcast was what I needed to get over those last remnants of my perfection complex. There's no such thing as perfect in our podcast. There's no beautiful editing, no sound room or high-end equipment, just a microphone, an idea, in a vulnerable conversation. And people love it. They love it just the way it is. The biggest piece of feedback we get is that they feel like they're sitting at coffee with me and my guest. It's unscripted, sometimes goes off topic, but always adds value and makes people think. This imperfect podcast has caused me to let go and just be me at a level I was never able to do before. And whether people like it or not, whether they agree with what we have to say or not, that's not my issue. My only concern is to show up authentically with a focus on my values and leave the rest up to the universe. So for those of you who have just started listening, thanks for being here. We hope you come back and you listen to all of the amazing discussions we've had over the last 2 years. And to those of you who have been with us since the beginning, supporting us, commenting, sharing our podcasts, thank you. Your emails, your comments, your ratings, your reviews are what keep me going. Your comments telling me how a podcast topic helped you, made you think differently, shifted your paradigm, and even provided clarity when you really needed it is all I need to get through the next 100 episodes. I'm going to leave you with one of my favorite quotes that every time I read it reminds me of my journey with this podcast. The miracle isn't that I finished. The miracle is that I had the courage to start and keep going. Thank you, everyone, for your support in allowing us to get to this amazing milestone with this podcast. We will keep the great episodes coming as long as people keep listening. So, in honor of our 100th episode, I wanted to bring back one of my favorites, a podcast entitled Shift Your Perspective that was recorded with my headphones in the middle of the Amazon rainforest when I was there on a 10-day social mission trip. So I hope you enjoy.
When was the last time that you purposely put yourself in a situation that you knew would shift your perspective? For all of us, we deal with things that are tough. We deal with decisions, things that happen to us, things that frustrate us or most often don't go as planned, as per our plan. And I had a great reminder of this week about how important perspective is to keep us in a positive mindset and not get deterred by the hardships and obstacles along the way, this journey that we call life. So just FYI, I am recording this podcast sitting in a hammock in the middle of the Amazon rainforest. No, I'm not kidding. It's not a joke. You may hear some of the tree frogs, the cicadas, literally sitting and looking at the Amazon rainforest in front of me and the dense foliage. So who knows what might come into this podcast. But I'm currently on a 10-day social mission trip in Ecuador, so deep in the Amazon rainforest of Ecuador. And this journey has been amazing in so many ways, many of which will be future podcast topics, so more to come on that. But today, I was just really in the right frame of mind, and I wanted to record this even before I left this beautiful place, because our adventure getting here and how I had to switch my perspective in order to enjoy some really life-changing moments was very impactful for me. So it started about a week ago when we were making our trip from Quito, which is the capital of Ecuador, where we had flown into. And we knew we had about a 7-hour bus trip to get deep into the Amazon where we were going to be spending the week. And we got about 2.5 hours into this beautiful drive through the Andes Mountains. And we were stopped. There was a line of cars kind of stopped. Think, you know, your highway near your home, right, at rush hour. And it was very strange for the people, you know, the driver, and he had never seen that before. And so we got more information, and there had been a landslide that had completely closed the road through the mountains. So here we are 2.5 hours into our trip. And this is not a place on the planet where you just take a left and go down another road. This is the one road through the mountains in this area of the whole country. And so we're sitting there with no cell service and watching the guides, who were amazing, figure out the best approach to get us to our final destination. And the ultimate decision was that we were going to turn around and go back the 2.5 hours the way we came and take another adventure road, a completely different way through the mountains to ultimately get us to our end location. And so that was going to then take another 8 hours to get us where we were going. The issue was, due to safety and the roads and ultimately the boat that we had to take for 30 minutes to get to our final destination because we can't reach it by road, we couldn't finish our adventure that day. So we were not going to get to our final destination. We were not going to start our mission trip the way we thought we were. And so sitting there, you know, my mind went to, you know, like, where are we going to stay? We're literally in the middle of the Andes Mountains. And I'm looking at the homes that we're passing by, these small villages, these small towns we're driving through, and thinking, I don't know where they're going to put us for the night. You know, this bus may end up being where we stay, which was not necessarily a bad thing. We would have handled it. But my mind went to the worst case, which was we're staying on the bus. And so I wasn't really worried. I never felt unsafe. I was just really disappointed that we weren't getting to our final destination. But I want to tell you a little bit about what actually happened. And so we had to take another route, and we ended up in this beautiful town called Banos, which is in the kind of the southern part of the mountains and the direction that we were going. And this town is one of the most liveliest towns I've ever been in. It's a very big backpacker town, so a lot of tourists, but backpackers, come here for extreme sports and just, well, the extreme views and climbing waterfalls and just amazing things that they do. But we ended up in this town with great restaurants, lots of people, and we got the opportunity to go to a place called what they call the end of the world. So it sits right below an active volcano in Ecuador, and there's a swing that goes out over a cliff where there's a drop of a couple hundred feet to the next kind of plateau. And we were able to experience that cliff and taking pictures and looking like we're swinging in the sky and we're not attached to anything and seeing views that literally took my breath away, like nothing I've ever seen in the United States, like nothing I've ever seen, even in my other world travels. We got to experience something that I will never forget for the rest of my life and is actually rated one of the top 20 things to do before you die. So here's how this comes back to perspective. Is something really changed in me the moment that we got to experience that when I came from frustration and disappointment that we weren't going to follow the plan, right? The plan that had been laid out and we were supposed to be at our end destination that day. Is something really changed in me? My daughter and I were able to experience something that we never would have had the chance to experience with amazing people that through this process have become like family, right? We never would have been able to do what we've done and had this experience if our plan had gone the way that we wanted it to, that we thought it was supposed to. My perspective about the landslide and the extra hours in the bus has completely changed. My perspective about Ecuador and the world around us has changed because of that experience. And so when we did get to our camp, you know, we were met with open arms and gratitude that we had finally arrived. And we've spent the entire week volunteering in small communities in the Amazon to build their school facilities. We've met with an Amazon healer who blessed us and shared his experiences about the healing effects of the Amazon rainforest itself and its plants and trees. We've seen what bringing clean, sustainable water to a community can do for their health and the growth of their community and the people within it. We've learned from other volunteers around the world about the things they value and the things they struggle with. We've spent the entire week changing our perspective. The only way to change your perspective is to listen to the perspectives of other people who you respect. We don't all have to be the same. We don't all have to believe the same thing or speak the same language, but we all are human. That's the common element. No matter if you're in the Amazon rainforest in Ecuador, or you know, you're sitting in your apartment in a big city, or you're living on a farm in some rural part of our world. Through this experience, I met villagers who know such small amounts of English, just enough to tell you their story and everything that they have gratitude for and what they're happy about, and how grateful they are that we are here to help them grow as a community. I've met proud Ecuadorian guides who could never imagine living anywhere else and make a very modest living, but are truly the happiest people I've ever met. I met a different version of myself this week as well, all because I put myself in an experience that I knew would shift my perspective. I knew it would challenge me, and I challenge all of you to do the same thing on a periodic basis. We all have to challenge ourselves to think differently, to learn something different, and to look at things from a different perspective. Now, you don't have to go deep into the Amazon, 4 hours on a bus from the closest city, where the only way to access your village is via the Amazon River. I know that's a little extreme for most people. A few years ago, it probably would have been a little extreme for me. But we can learn and shift our perspectives right in our own communities. As leaders in our families, as leaders in our communities, and as leaders in our businesses, we owe it to those around us to grow, not just in our knowledge, right, on what we're reading and what we're hearing, but in our perspectives and our experiences. Because when we're able to bring those perspectives back to those around us, we inspire them differently. They grow. And that's how we keep this momentum going forward. And it's really how our world is going to evolve and change in the right direction. So I wanted to make sure that I got the opportunity to record this before I left. First off, because this place is just has amazing energy and is an amazing location to just reflect and really shift your own perspective. But I just wanted to give that lesson because it's something that I wish I had heard earlier. I wish I had started doing more of this type of experiences to shift my perspective earlier, because I do believe it makes me a better leader in all aspects of my life. So more than ever, I am grateful for what I have. I'm grateful for this podcast community and this opportunity to share my voice and share my experiences with others. And, you know, as always, just make sure that each and every day you're challenging yourself to think differently, to think about your strengths and how you can use them to create even another definition of success, maybe something even greater than you ever imagined. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks so much for listening. If you like this episode, please click that little subscribe button so you get the latest episodes when we release them. And we would so appreciate a rating and a review. We love to hear from you on how these podcast topics are having an impact for you. And if you haven't subscribed to our newsletter, make sure and go to our website, KeystoneGroupINTL.com, to sign up.